Blog Talk Radio.
Muscle aches, rashes.
To find an answer.
Hair loss. I'm so tired.
You need to ask your doctor the right question.
Could I have lupus?
For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
Good morning, and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys. And you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And also, now I'm on Instagram. Lots of cool pictures, giving away prizes. That's at Saturdays with Joy Keys. So I'm all over the place. I'm a little schizophrenic. But if you follow, you might win a prize. I want to say thank you for your support. We are close to 800,000 downloads of the podcast. Could not have done that without you. Really, really appreciate it, and I hope that you have enjoyed the shows. Well, this month is Lupus Awareness Month, and I have two experts with me this morning. Annette Myrick, she's the CEO for the Lupus Foundation of America's Philadelphia Tri-State Chapter. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And also I have Layla Moreno. She's a lupus advocate. She's a board member for the Lupus Foundation Philadelphia Tri-State Chapter. She's the manager of community relations at a local health insurance company. Good morning, Layla.
Good morning, Joy, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, both of you. Very hectic month schedule, helping promote and educate lupus and trying to, you know, get people aware of it. So let's start with some of the basics. Layla, I will talk with you first. This is a tricky disease. What are some of the signs that someone might have lupus?
This is indeed a very tricky disease. For those of you who may not know, lupus tends to mimic other diseases, which makes it almost impossible sometimes to diagnose because it looks like so many other things. But for starters, some of the conditions or some of the symptoms people may experience, joint pain, hair loss, lost weight, weight loss, and things of that nature.
And Annette, when people come to the organization, what do you have like a checklist they can go down, or where should they go in terms of what types of doctors they need to see? Can they get like a coach? What types of service do you provide for someone who just is like, I think I might have lupus? What would you tell them?
Right. We often get calls from people who think they might have lupus, and we do actually have a self-test for lupus. It's a series of 11 questions that align with the diagnostic criteria. Layla just mentioned some of those symptoms. Or we get calls from folks who are newly diagnosed, and we do have a special package that is for those who are newly diagnosed. Okay, I have lupus, now what? And it reviews the kinds of lab work that they're going to be getting done as part of their ongoing care. The Lupus Foundation of America does encourage anyone with lupus to be seen by a rheumatologist. That is really the principal specialty for managing lupus, and often the rheumatologist becomes the primary care provider, coordinating additional specialists that might be needed depending on the organ or the system of the body that may be impacted by the disease. So lupus can attack any part of someone's body, the heart, the lungs, brain, the kidneys, the skin, and so depending on the manifestation may dictate additional specialists that may be needed to be consulted.
Let me just read the definition that's on your website. It says lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease that can damage any part of the body, just as you mentioned. Chronic means that the signs and symptoms tend to last longer than 6 weeks and often for many years. And also I want to add to that that sometimes people don't have any symptoms. They're walking around fairly what looks like healthy, could be for months, years, and then something happens that triggers an exacerbation, as they call it. Layla, let me just talk to you on a more personal matter. You yourself are not just a lupus advocate, but you yourself are dealing with having lupus. Talk to me about when you first learned. Sorry, go ahead.
That is correct. Not only am I a lupus advocate, but I'm also a lupus patient, which made me become a lupus advocate when I was first misdiagnosed, which is also something that happens often, again, because lupus mimics so many other conditions. I was first misdiagnosed in 2003. I kept it a secret from my family, from my friends, and from everybody because I didn't want anyone's pity, and I didn't want anyone to know. But most importantly, I was embarrassed because I was so young and I felt so old in my body that I didn't want anyone to know what I was going through. As the years went by, I realized that by just being in the public eye and by having the experience that I have professionally in public relations and communications, that I could become an asset to this, you know, to the organization and to the condition itself. Something that, of course, I did not ask for, and something that I did not have to be ashamed of. And that's how my advocacy became. I contacted the chapter, I contacted Annette, which from the beginning has been a blessing to me, helping me understand the condition and helping me understand everything that I'm going through with that. It's been a difficult road, but there are so many other people who are willing to support, so many other people who are willing to listen, that my first message to anyone listening will be, don't be afraid, don't be ashamed, don't be discouraged. There are hundreds and thousands of people out here just like you who are here to support you.
Mm-hmm. I want to add to that you're talking about other people that have it. Toni Braxton is a public eye figure. She's dealing with lupus. And just recently, in the past year, Nick Cannon came out dealing with lupus. And he has an extremely crazy schedule. He's very young. He looks virile, healthy. But he was dealing with this in the background. So it is so important to get the knowledge about what's going on with your body. These symptoms are like symptoms of other diseases. But anytime you feel something's off, I would encourage you to go to your doctor to get some more information. Let me mention that the Lupus Tri-State is on Twitter. They're at Lupus Tri-State on Twitter. Also, their website you can go to, lupus.org, and check out some more information there. And then I want to talk to you about friends and family. Friends and family may have a weird reaction. Some people might be really available to support, and others might be scared. Is this contagious? Will I get it? And then on the other side, sometimes people lose friends when they disclose that they have an illness. What types of support do you offer at the Lupus Tri-State organization for friends and family who are trying to understand this illness?
Right. Well, we do offer periodically caregiver sessions. So just last week we had a large symposium. There was a specific session only to family members, friends, support persons, because they need an opportunity to discuss the things that they're feeling. Through our support group network, which is throughout the Philadelphia Tri-State area, we have those opportunities as well. And we actually match people up peer-to-peer. So whether that's the newly diagnosed person or the young mom who just got lupus, trying to match people up to a similar scenario, if you will, because people do learn best from people like themselves. So by matching the caregivers up together and matching the individuals with lupus, we find that peer support not only provides the information and help in navigating what's about to happen, but it really provides that understanding and the empowerment that you can exercise some control over this disease. And I applaud Layla and folks who are willing to speak out and take a stand, because that's the only way we're going to get greater resources to fight the disease and to advance the medicine and science. We do self-help courses. We're out in the community, so there are so many ways that we try to reach out to the folks. But you're absolutely right that the caregiver issue can be very challenging, because it's a disease that you look fine. What do you mean you're tired? What do you mean you have to cancel our plans? As you mentioned, it has exacerbation, so the flare-ups and the remissions are very unpredictable.
And I could speak further to that. Joy, if you allow me, I could speak further to that, because for those who know me personally and have seen me around, when you look at Layla, I look completely fine. you know, I don't have any broken bones. You look at me from the outside, I look like a completely healthy person. However, on the inside, I feel like my body is literally trying to kill me. And that's one of the misconceptions with lupus, because you look fine. You know, you're not bruising. You don't have any cuts. For some people, you don't have any cuts. You don't, you know, you may develop a rash, or you may have some distortion in your hands or things like that. But for the most, like other conditions, you know, you may not be missing a limb, or you may not be missing a breast or things like that, which people kind of associate with being sick. If you don't look sick, then for people, you are not sick. You know, and for us lupus sufferers, we encounter that often people think we are lying when we say we are tired or we are hurting or we don't have the energy to do certain things, or like the next day, we constantly have to cancel plans because we don't look sick. And you often hear that all the time. What do you mean you're tired, but you don't look sick? We may not look sick, but we really, really feel sick. Lupus is something that attacks us internally for the most. And it's
right,
so
on the outside, you can't see. Yeah.
Exactly. It's something that you cannot see. So I encourage family and friends to not be afraid to get involved. If you don't know, ask questions. You know, more than likely someone who's suffering from lupus, they don't want your pity. They just want you to understand the type of pain that they are in, so that you know what their daily struggles are. When you encounter someone with lupus, don't ask them if they need help. Just do it. Whatever it is that you think that you could do for them, just do it. Because even though they may say, I'm fine or I don't need any help, trust me, you move in that box.
They're going to need something.
Room,
yeah.
Exactly. You move in that box from one room to the other. You carrying that bag up the steps for them. You know, you helping them put that coat on makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. And then I want to also bring in that you guys are having an event coming up on October 27th. Could you explain to the audience about the event coming up?
Yes, but on Sunday, October 27th, we'll be hosting our 22nd annual Lupus Loop 5K run and 2.5-mile walk to end lupus now. And this is actually the oldest lupus walk in the country. It is our largest rally of support, and it generates a significant portion of our annual revenue that drives the programs and services and research support to keep moving that medicine and science forward. It is at Fairmount Park, right at Memorial Hall. So there's a big square, the Welsh Fountain Square across from Memorial Hall. That's home base. Again, runners, walkers, strollers, cheerleaders, volunteers, we are hoping to get 5,000 people out this year. We expect a beautiful day of sunshine and nice warm temperatures, and it is a great way for family and friends to show your support of your loved one with lupus.
Well, I also want to mention there are treatments available. We've been talking about the symptoms. We're talking about how family, friends, caregivers are affected by it. But there are some treatments out there. Layla, did you want to speak maybe about the new drug that came out recently? I think it's Benlysta. Am I pronouncing that
correctly?
Correct.
Benlysta is the first drug treatment for lupus relief in over 50 years, which really is, I am happy the drug is out, but it is a crying shame that it took 50 years, more than a lot of people's lifetime, for the pharmaceutical companies to develop a lupus drug. And that just speaks to the complexity of this disease, you know, that it has taken those who are pioneers in the field of medicine 50 years. I want to, you know, emphasize that, you know, we always hear about all of these other medications that are coming up for other conditions. However, if you're a lupus sufferer, imagine going 50 years without having a medication that directly treats your condition. You know, and that's those are the type of challenges that we face. You know, we have to often borrow medications from other conditions that could perhaps help us or not help us because there was nothing directly, related to treatment.
Available. Yeah, right.
Available, correct. Now we have Benlysta, and Benlysta, I must say, is not for everyone. For example, I'm not on Benlysta, you know, but Benlysta has been known to help some people, you know, improve their lupus, perhaps, you know, moderate their flares, diminish those flares that they may have. That is the only drug specifically for lupus out in the market right now. But like Annette said, for those who are suffering from this condition, they visit their rheumatologist, and their rheumatologist will be able to provide them with several other options that they could use, along, hopefully, depending if they have any other organ involvement, then other physicians mm-hmm. will get involved. And thankfully so, there are medications for those other organs that may be involved that could help people, you know, lead a healthier life. I must mention lupus does not have any cure. This is a lifelong condition. This is something, speaking frankly, lupus is something that will kill you eventually. Not anything to be afraid of, but you must know that you can live with lupus. All you have to do is visit your doctor regularly, follow directions, you know, and do whatever you need to do. Us, you know, we know our body best. You know the changes that you have to make, whether it be diet, moderate exercise, whatever you need to do to make sure that you improve your condition.
And not only does the organization support individuals who have lupus for their families, but you also have information for providers, because Layla mentioned she was misdiagnosed. And it took several years before she got the right diagnosis. A lot of docs are just ignorant to, you know, what is lupus and the signs, and maybe actually catching it early on. Can you talk a little bit more about that information that's available for providers?
Yes, we have a magazine that we publish 3 times a year, and in that it's called Lupus Now. As a matter of fact, Nick Cannon's on the cover, so if folks are interested in getting a copy of that story, we're happy to share it. And in each issue of the magazine, there is a health professionals section so that the providers can be up to date on the clinical trials that are going on and any other research studies, advances in diagnostics, et cetera. As an organization, we provide continuing medical education programs both at the national level and periodically on a local level, and we really seek the partnership so that we can have the opportunity to raise the awareness and elevate the education and knowledge within particularly the primary care sector, because that's often where people are being seen first. So if the primary care provider can't really figure out what's going on, then they don't get to the specialist. And that's how come people bounce to us, because they're sort of going round and round and round. It's been documented through our organization in multiple surveys that people are often 3 to 4 years before they receive a specific diagnosis. And when they look back at their symptoms and the history of those symptoms, they've been living with the disease for more than 10 very often. Now, the problem of that is that symptoms come and go, and when you get to the doctor, by the time you get there, those symptoms might be gone, and you might forget to report on them. And there's no specific blood test that says, yes, you do, no, you don't have lupus. It's not necessarily an easy thing to figure out. So what we really encourage people to do is to keep a health journal. If you find that you're not feeling well for a few weeks at a time, but then it gets better, but then it comes back, start recording those symptoms and keeping the history, because that's really an important component in that diagnostic process.
Let me get this caller here. You're calling from 559 area code. Did you have a question or comment? No, you just want to listen? That's okay. Sometimes people just want to listen. Also, I see 786 area code. Did you have a question or comment? Good morning. Okay, well, I appreciate all of you guys listening. I've seen people come in and out of the call log here. Today we're speaking with Annette Myrick. She's the CEO of the Lupus Tri-State Chapter for the Lupus Foundation of America. Also, Layla Moreno, she's a lupus advocate, and also she's dealing with the illness of lupus, speaking this morning for Lupus Awareness Month. I want to mention to the audience that they have a website. It's lupus.org. That's LUPUS.org. Also, they're on Facebook. You can check them out on Twitter, at Lupus Tri-State. And they have an event coming up, again, October 27th. What's your phone number if somebody wants to call the organization to get more information?
Yep. You can reach us at 215-517-5070. And for information about the Lupus Loop, the event that you mentioned that is coming up on October 27th, folks can go to lupusloop.org. And you get all the details about how to register and the time of the event and the activities going on.
Layla, I want to talk about just some things in terms of the weather. Does the weather affect whether you have an exacerbation or not, hot, cold? Is it the things that you need to look out for as someone having lupus?
Yes. Because, again, lupus is so diverse and so different and it affects everyone in different ways, I know of some individuals who cannot be exposed to the sun because it does very terrible things to them. For example, the sun does not affect me. However, the cold does. The rain does. I could tell you, just like an arthritic person, when it's going to rain because my joints immediately begin to hurt. When we change from summer into fall and into the cold weather, I literally hibernate because the cold weather, living in the Northeast, of course, the cold weather affects me greatly. However, in the summertime, it's like I blossom. I become, you know, a totally different person because I don't have that, pressure on my joints because of the cold weather. I also have something that's called Sjögren's, which, is affected by cold weather. So it makes it a little bit worse. But to answer your question, yes. The weather does affect individuals. It does affect everyone differently. And people just, again, have to follow whatever their body messages, whatever their body is letting them know, and any medical advice as to whether to stay out of the sun. I know, for example, even though the sun doesn't affect me greatly, I use, sunscreen every day.
And is there a certain diet that someone with lupus should follow? Are there things that are helpful? Are there things that might exacerbate the symptoms? Is there any diet that they can follow?
Well, there are some studies going on to try to examine this because people do find certain things that work best for them. And again, because this is a disease that flares up and goes into remission, and we know that there are environmental triggers like the sun, it's important for people to kind of track and record through that health diary their particular triggers. So some people do report that nightshade vegetables, and this is true with rheumatoid arthritis and other inflammatory diseases, that eating too many nightshade vegetables, which are the vegetables that have seeds like eggplant, tomatoes, they have an inflammatory property. And so when people avoid those things, they report less flare-ups or less stiffness, less joint pain. So the important thing in terms of diet or nutritional supplements and things like that is to make sure you're not eliminating an entire food group because that would be bad. And to make sure that if you are trying any kind of supplement that you research it well, you look at the type of evidence that is it just a testimonial or is there some scientific study that's documented? What is the source of the information? And talking with your doctor to make sure there's not any contraindication to the medications that you're taking. Now, lupus is a disease where the immune system is overactive. So people need to avoid immune-boosting kinds of things. So, for example, garlic is considered to be an immune booster. And so it's publicized, if you eat more garlic, you'll have less colds and so on and so forth. When someone has lupus, your immune system is already working overtime. So those are the kinds of things to avoid. And again, we have lots of support information if folks want to receive literature about this or some guidelines. We're happy to provide that.
Layla, how about exercise in terms of can you do cardio exercise, weightlifting, yoga, tai chi? What types of things can maybe help someone with lupus?
Yoga helps me. And I've found it also helps me with my sleep. Disturbances, which is also kind of like a side effect from having lupus, insomnia sets in. So I know yoga helps me. It really depends on everyone's physical ability and what they are able to do. My rheumatology recommends that I maintain a low level of physical activity. So I will advise people to seek advice from their physician, from their rheumatology, as to what level of exercise they should be able to do.
Well, really, it's a lot of communication that needs to happen between your doctor, because as both of you are saying, everybody is having slightly different symptoms, and what's good for one person may not work for the other. Annette, you have something to say?
And I just wanted to add to that, because it is a disease. It's a very heterogeneous disease. No two cases are alike. So as Layla was saying, it's important to really understand what limitations or modifications or cautions you need to be aware of. By having lupus itself, people are at an increased risk for cardiovascular disease. So just to kind of tag on to the idea of nutrition and exercise, that's an important thing to keep in mind. The American Heart Association has actually added lupus to its list of, causing factors. So having lupus makes people anywhere from 5 to 10 to 50 times more likely to have cardiovascular disease. So good, a heart-healthy diet is important and a great guideline to follow. Regular exercise, again, what kind of exercise may depend on your ability, but it's important to start by consulting with your doctor, whatever regimen you choose, yoga, tai chi, walking, swimming, marching in your chair, even just to kind of get the blood flowing. Wherever it is you start, it's important to just build gradually and to be consistent so that you can minimize any risk of injury.
And I also want to add about the relationship with your rheumatologist is very important. I have a great relationship with my rheumatologist. As a matter of fact, I even have his personal cell number. And I want to let everyone, suffering from lupus know that you don't have to stick with a doctor who you don't feel comfortable with, okay? You could switch. There are many rheumatologists. There are many physicians out there who are devoted to helping other people. So if you have a doctor who you feel you're not getting answers from, or you're being rushed out of the office or things of that nature, please do switch, and please do find another doctor who will give you the time of the day and who will listen to you, because this condition is hard enough as it is. You need to have someone who you feel is in your corner, someone who you could call and someone who you could speak to whenever you know that something is wrong. Lupus flares up unexpectedly, and some flares can even be deadly. And you need to have a physician in your corner who you know knows you, knows your case, and cares about you.
Well, I want to thank both of you ladies for coming on the show today. We've run out of time. Annette Myrick and Layla Moreno, please continue your advocacy educating people about lupus. I mentioned to the audience that you can reach them by calling 215-517-5070. Also, you can email them info@lupustristate.org. They are on Facebook, Lupus Tri-State. They are on Twitter, @LupusTriState. So please connect if you or someone you know is dealing with lupus. All month long, but all throughout the year, they'll be available for your questions and concerns. Again, thank you, Annette and Layla, for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Joy.
Thank you for having us, Joy.
We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck with the lupus loop.
Thank you.
October 27, everybody, Fairmount Park at the Please Touch Museum. See you there. You can register there.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And also lupusloop.org, correct, Annette?
That is correct. Great.
Okay, thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Again, this is Lupus Awareness Month, but I think you should be aware all year round. So you can check out lupus.org to find out more information about this autoimmune illness. Also, you can check out their page, Lupus Tri-State, on Facebook, and follow them on Twitter. Today, if you tweet about this podcast or you email me some information about lupus, you might win a prize, maybe a gift card, maybe some music, maybe a book. I don't know. I have to think about it, but you better tweet about this information to educate people around you, or send me an email about some lupus fact, and you could be a winner. You can follow me @JoyKeys on Twitter. You can become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, I'm now on Instagram at Saturdays with Joy Keys. So if you tag me in a picture, you could also possibly win a prize. I appreciate your support. Next Saturday, I'll have author Jesmine Ward on the show about her book, Men We Reap. So tune in next Saturday, October 19th at 11 a.m. Eastern. I hope you have a great weekend.
Muscle aches, rashes.
To find an answer.
Hair loss. I'm so tired.
You need to ask your doctor the right question.
Could I have lupus?
For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.